Welcome to this five-pointed guided meditation. In your formal practice of sitting meditation, you're taking a seat right in the middle of your life, intentionally bringing yourself into a direct and intimate relationship with the present moment and what is arising in it for you as much as possible without judgment. In this practice, you have the opportunity to expand your attention, to explore body sensations, sounds, thoughts, emotions, and when you're ready to open to all of these, to the full range of events within and without as they move and change, appear and disappear in awareness. You are taking time to become more familiar, moment by moment, with who you are, beyond all the wanting and having and doing. In a sense, this practice is a perfect expression of your own unique presence in the world. So it is helpful to come to this practice with a sense of kindness and care for yourself, and to bring a dignity and nobility that benefits your special status to the time, place, and posture of your sitting practice. Setting aside a regular time when you won't be interrupted, in a quiet and comfortable place that can nurture your practice, and sitting with an attitude of confidence and stability, not leaning into or moving away from anything, simply present with and open to what is happening now. So sitting in an upright position with your back straight and yet relaxed, dignified, embodying confidence, feeling the floor or chair or cushion beneath you, feeling supported, feeling gravity holding you, the earth receiving you, finding a point of balance where gravity is holding you comfortably upright, without strain, allowing the body to become still. And bringing your attention now to the sense of the body breathing, the breath entering and leaving the body, bringing curiosity and freshness to this moment, and noticing where you feel the sensation of the breath most vividly, and centering your attention there. Simply breathing in and out, noticing that there is a beginning, middle, and end of an in-breath, and a beginning, middle, and end of an out-breath. Feeling the entirety of an in-breath from the beginning to the end, and noticing the moment, the pause when it shifts to become an out-breath, and noticing the out-breath from its beginning to its shift as it becomes an in-breath. And realizing that no matter how many times the attention leaves the breath, there is an opportunity to choose to bring the attention back. And now, when you are ready, expanding your attention beyond the breath to include as well the entire body, becoming aware of sensation in the body, perhaps noticing contact with the chair or cushion, perhaps the drape of clothing on your body, or sensations in the hands, noticing temperature, just being present with any sensations as they arise. Noticing how sensations sometimes stay for just a short while, and how other times they linger. Noticing how sensations change in intensity, shift, and pass away as new sensations arise. Like the breath, they have a beginning, middle, and end. And now allowing your attention to shift from the breath and body to the sense of hearing. Not seeking sound, but rather receiving whatever is available, both from within the body and from the external environment, both near and far. Noticing how we receive sounds without effort. You may notice that some sounds are very short and some are long. that they are varied and textured. Perhaps you notice the space between sounds. Perhaps being aware of how sounds have a beginning, middle, and an end. Perhaps noticing how the mind labels sounds and has opinions about sounds, likes and dislikes. And when you are ready, allowing the attention to shift from hearing and letting it expand this time into thinking, the realm of thought, seeing thoughts not as a distraction, but rather bringing your awareness to the thinking process itself. Noticing how thoughts arise. Stay briefly or for a more extended period of time. And then dissolve. Allowing thought to be in the foreground of awareness. With sound, body sensations, and breath in the background. Not getting lost in the content of the thoughts. Allowing them to arise and pass away. Noticing that they too have a beginning, middle, and end. Thoughts can be about many things. Obligations we have. Thinking about what's occurred in the past. Planning for the future. Daydreaming. If you find you get carried away in the current of thinking, just coming back to observing thoughts. Thoughts moving through an open and spacious mind. And now allowing thoughts to move into the background. And bringing attention to emotion, to the current mood state, noticing how they influence the body and mind. What is here for you right now? exploring emotion, noticing where in the body certain emotions seem to live, to dwell. And noticing how these emotional tones may be wanted or unwanted. How there may be a tendency to cling to emotion judged as pleasant. And to push away those judged as negative or unpleasant. Whatever moments when emotions arise, knowing that they have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Knowing that we can let go of supporting thoughts or stories and just simply observe them in the body. Allowing them to pass through, to be felt and known without being hooked. And moving now into choiceless awareness. Not choosing to bring your attention to anything in particular. Simply sitting here, fully aware of whatever is present. Observing whatever is presenting itself to you in the moment. Being spacious, open, just opening to the totality of your experience. Allowing yourself to dwell in your humanness, your aliveness. And now returning the attention to the body as you sit. Feeling the breath coming and going. Staying fully present with body and breath. And as this meditation session comes to a close, realizing that by practicing mindfulness, you are intentionally deepening your ability to be fully present in your daily life. If it feels right, perhaps taking a moment to congratulate yourself for having taken this time and energy to nourish and care for yourself. Remembering that practicing in this way helps create access to a wider, deeper, more open way of being in your life, in which you can see more clearly and make more conscious choices for health, well-being, and freedom.